What a beautiful morning it is for all of us back home and here in Frankenmuth along Main Street outside where we have traditionally been for this Frankenmuth Auto Fest. We couldn't do it last year. It didn't happen because of COVID, like so many other things. But now it's the 38th annual Frankenmuth Auto Fest, three-day event full of food, fun, music, and cars, and a great event for all ages. Bring the family up and enjoy yourself. It's going to be what appears to be a fabulous weekend for all of that. Now, when you think of Frankenmuth, I think it's impossible not to think of chicken. It just is. That's not a bad thing. I happen to love chicken. And I'm not saying it because of the gentleman sitting across from me who would be considered maybe the king of chicken, Al Zender, the CEO of Zenders of Frankenmuth.
Good morning, sir, and thank you. Yes, and welcome to Frankenmuth. You have the best seat in town for
I really do have the best seat in town every year for this great event. And you have one of the best seats in town for chicken.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we've just been very fortunate to be in Frankenmuth and have the support of the state of Michigan and all of our customers. It's just we've had a great summer so far.
I don't have any of the facts or figures or numbers in front of me, but how do you say how many chicken dinners or pounds of chicken or however you put it, mashed potatoes, whatever else it is, that you serve a year?
Yeah, we serve about 3 million people come to Frankenmuth each year, and about
2,999,000 of them come to Zenders.
No, about a million people each year dine at our restaurant, so we've been blessed with great customers, and being in Frankenmuth and the community is a blessing as well. So
well, good for
thank
you.
Thank you.
So because you're busy anyway, and because you're on Main Street, what's the impact of the Auto Fest and the festivals in general in Frankenmuth and on your business?
Well, Frankenmuth is known as a festival town as well, and Auto Fest is one of the great events for Frankenmuth, for our region, for the state of Michigan, for the tri-state region. I mean, they come from all over. And Tony Deanna and his crew have just done an outstanding job of marketing this event. And I was just talking a little bit before, you can't measure everything by how many chicken dinners you sell, but it's been a blessing to have Auto Fest right here in Frankenmuth. And Friday night, quite frankly, is one of my favorite nights of the week, of the year in Frankenmuth, the Big Block Party. Well, we have 2,000 cars lining the street, and people are just itching to get out. We've seen that all summer. Frankenmuth has been busy. We've been busy. And Auto Fest is just one capstone event that sort of takes us into the fall season.
Well, I will say this. In part of the information that people need to know, that Main Street will be closed from the Covered Bridge Lane to Genesee Street from 4 till 10 p.m., and if you plan on leaving before 10 p.m., you have to park on the west side of Frankenmuth, either in your lot at Zenders or somewhere nearby for easier access to the back roads and the side streets.
Come early, stay late. I mean, the big the big block party is just a great family event. It's lined with certainly the shops of Frankenmuth, and there's music on the street and food vendors, so it's just a spectacular evening in Frankenmuth.
How's one of our favorite Frankenmuth citizens? I've called her, if you're the king of chicken, I'll call her the queen. How's your Aunt Dorothy doing?
She is just doing remarkably well. I mean, she just is hanging in there, goes to work, and I haven't seen her in a bit, but she's just doing really, really well.
Well, she's a part of Annie Rummel's cabal of women who get together still, I think it's once a week, for cocktails, if I'm not mistaken. And I think Aunt Dorothy's Ender is going to be 100
yes,
soon.
Right around the corner. Yeah, yeah. It's just a remarkable story.
I want to drink what she's drinking.
Yeah, really. She's just a remarkable woman, remarkable story. The Bavarian Inn is right across the street from Zender's, and she has done, that's been her life's work, and we're very proud of her.
Well, and she's written some great cookbooks and other things. She is a big part of what's happening here in Frankenmuth and has been for all of her lifetime. We heard from the senator earlier, Senator Ken Horn, that he's going to push the governor for more money for the tourism budget, Pure Michigan. What is the state of tourism overall in Frankenmuth, Al Zender?
From the people that I talk with and our own personal experience, we have had a banner year. I mean, we had anticipated post-COVID, and I think we're post-COVID, that... I say that with my fingers crossed, that there would be some pent-up demand, and we have just had a remarkable summer. And from what I hear, friends on Mackinac Island, operators on Mackinac Island, they've experienced the same thing. The Upper Peninsula, same thing. Traverse City, same thing. I mean, people have just gotten out and are we welcome, you know, people from all the tri-state region, and it's just been spectacular.
It's astonishing to me, Al, to talk to so many business owners who tell me at one point that they can't find enough workers, that it's so hard to find workers. And in the second breath, they say, we're having the best year ever.
It's exactly right. And we had the same experience when we were close. We were close 160-some days last year. And, you know, the mantra that we pulled ourselves through was, don't worry, we're going to get through this. Now we're so busy, we say the same thing. You know, don't worry, we'll get through this. Because in the very beginning, when everything was opened back up, we were short of employees. We've been blessed and lucky that right now we're almost at full staff, but we could still use more of anybody out there and in the listening audience needs a great job, wants to work in the hospitality industry. We're hiring, as most everybody else is, but you're exactly right. Very busy, somewhat short of employees, yeah.
So it's easy for me to say this is, I think, going to be this 38th annual Frankenmuth Auto Fest. It's going to be the biggest and best ever.
I think you're exactly right. From what I saw last night, I mean, I was out on the streets. It was crazy.
Right. It was. We were here.
Yeah. Just driving up and down the street was, you could just see the enthusiasm. You know, the people are out on the street. The weather's going to be beautiful this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm anticipating a huge, huge Auto Fest.
Me too. Yeah. I think it's already started, as you mentioned, last night, although today is the official beginning. By the way, at Zenders, of Frankenmuth, are the servers wearing masks?
It's totally optional, and most operators that I talk with, it's not mandatory, totally optional. Some do, some don't. Some of our front-of-the-house employees and back-of-the-house employees, if you decide you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask.
And that's true for the patrons that come in?
Absolutely, yeah. There's no official mandate that you have to be masked, so... we leave that up to the individual employee.
Very good.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Al.
Pleasure to have you here. You guys are always welcome.
Well, we'll always come as long as we're always welcome. Al Zender, the CEO of Zenders of Frankenmuth. Be one of the 1 million or so who come by every season and enjoy their wonderful chicken. And by the way, they do have other food.